Isabel, off the coast of Florida.
1994, 5 days from home.
It was like a dream, like a glittering vision of heaven, as if Ivans had opened up the gates for them. Everyone stared, stunned, as though they thought they'd never would actually ever see it. When the lights of the horizon, the faint shapes of the building and rows and trees they had knew for sure were there, were looking at Miami. They cried and hugged each other again. Isabel cried for Ivan, cried because she had been so close and he hadn't made it. But her tears for him were mixed with relief that she would make it to the States, and that made her feel guilty, and she cried even harder. How could she be sad for Ivan and happy for herself at the same time? Crunch! Something bent and broke under Papa's foot. The boat lurched, water streamed from a new crack in the hull, and suddenly all feelings of relief ended. The boat was sinking. No, Papa cried. He dove and tried to fill the hole, but there was nothing he could do. The weight of the ship and its passengers was pulling it apart at last. They all scrambled to the front of the boat, but the back end sank deeper and deeper under the weight of the heavy engine. The top of the hull was almost to the waterline at the back, and when the two met, the ocean would flood over the side, and there would be no going back. They would drown or end up like Ivan. Terror rose in Isabel like the water filling the boat. She couldn't drown. She couldn't disappear beneath the waves like Lita, like Ivan. No, no, bail, her grandfather cried. Miami was lying in prow of the boat and as far away from the rising water as possible, her breath coming harder and shorter now, but everyone else dove for the cups and jugs. It wasn't going to be enough, though. Isabel could see that. There was too much water, too much weight. The engine! Isabel suddenly remembered. The weight had been working itself loose from the bolts. She threw herself at it, trying to knock it loose. When she couldn't wrench it free by hand, she wedged herself between it and the next bench down in the water and kicked it with her foot. Camilla, leave the engine alone. It will help and help us bail, her father called. Isabel ignored him and kicked. If she could get this engine free, another foot joined hers. Amara! She understood. Together they kicked the engine until Isabel finally felt the wet wood under the bolts give. The engine tumbled to the bottom of the boat, covering up Fidel Castro's condiment to them. Fight against the impossible and win, Isabel thought. One, two, three, Amara said together, and she and Isabel rolled the motorcycle engine up the side and almost over until Isabel slipped and it rolled back down with a splash into the water inside the boat. Again, Amara told her. One, two, three, up, up, up. They rolled the engine and onto the top of the side where it was pushed the hole down below the surface of the sea. Water gushed in. Isabel felt the boat sinking under her foot, pulling her down with it, into the black depths, down with Ivan and the sharks. No, wait, Senor Castro cried, and with one good last push, Isabel and Amara tipped the engine over the side. It slipped into the water with a slurp and dropped like a stone. And the back end of the boat shot back up out of the water. The weight of the engine was no longer dragging it down. What have you done? Senor Castro cried. Now we'll never make it to shore. We weren't going to make it if we sank, Amara told him. We'll row, Lito said. When we're close enough in to the tide, we'll take the rest of the way. Or we'll swim. Swim, Isabel worried. With the sharks? Just bail. We won't be doing anything, Louis cried. Bail. Weep, weep, an electronic siren made them all jump. A red swirling light came a few hundred meters to their left. A person speaking English said something over a bullhorn. Isabel did not understand. From the confused looks on everyone's faces in the boat, they didn't either. and the same voice repeated in Spanish, "Halt! This is the United States Coast Guard. You are in violation of the U.S. waters. Remain where you are and prepare to be boarded." That was Isabel, Off the Coast of Florida, 1994, 5 days from home. That was pages 243 through 246.